We're now going to complete a Mirtz Hashem, Perek Vav of Negoyim. Still have a long way to go, but Perek Vav with Mishnah Zayin and Ches. Mishnah Zayin begins Esrim v'yarba roshi avorim ba'adam. There are 24 tips of limbs of a person she'enam mitami misha michya, which are not susceptible to tumah because of michya. Now let me stop over here and read just the beginning of Mishnah Ches. Mishnah Ches begins Elu Makomos Ba'adam She'enam mitamim Ba'baharis. These are the places in a person and on a person that are not susceptible to tumah because of Baharis, because of the skin, white skin discoloration. So the Mefarshim pick up on this, and let me read it first. Yisrael speaks about this very clearly. He says, "Nearly, it seems to me, midaloka amar einan mitami mishum beheres." That first of all, this Mishnah says michya, and doesn't say beheres like Mishnah Ches does. Kilakamid b'mishnah v'su milo kolam yachad. Also, that the Mishnah didn't list them all together. Rachilka b'milas elu. And rather separated them with the word Elu from the previous ones. The next Mishnah begins Elu, as if it's a different topic. Shema Minah, we can derive from this Shema Seinu Mayri Dafka Kishyesh Shom Beheres Umichya Besocha, that our Mishnah is talking about a Beheres that's Mitame, that's becomes Tame because of Michya in its midst, and these are areas of the body which are not susceptible to this Michya. So dafka michya, but if there were a pisoyon or serlovon, that Mishnah is not talking about that. These parts of the body would be susceptible, and the reason given apparently it seems that the michya, this healthy skin, is a little bit elevated over the over the baharis, the white area. In fact, Isotosos Yemtiv. Somewhere else it quotes a Ralbag in Chumash, Perush of the Ralbag, that the white discoloration is some type of ipus, is some type of rotting of the skin. So if there's a healthy skin above that, that would be elevated, and that would prevent the seeing of the negative one. It says the Ksivrohu Hakohen, emphasizing Rohu, the Kohen will see it. Ruhu HaKohen. Bu'inan, we require, this is the Rav, She Yires HaNega Imamichya Kula Kiyachot. They should see the Nega with the Michya all at once, and apparently the Michya is a little bit elevated, and where there's a sloping, this way and that way, the Michya prevents the Kohen from seeing it all at once. So these are the 24 parts of the body that are exempt from Michya. Roshe Etzbos, Yodayim V'Raglayim, the tips of the digits, both of the hands and the feet, meaning the fingers and the toes. So that's 20. Veroshi Oznayim, the Tosos Yemtiv brings down Rashi in Kedushin, Svaso Ozin, that would be the cartilage rim around the ear, the back of the ear, and the top of the ear, that area is the Sfasa Ozin, the rim of the ear. Rashi, he's quoting Rashi, Perikam, Dushin, Daf, Chafei. Now, the Rav points out, we have 20 so far. The Rosh Yoznayim are considered just one. Even though we consider the digits as 10 and 10, 20, Rosh Yoznayim are considered as just one. Varosh Chotem, the tip of the nose. Varosh Hagvia, the tip of the male organ. Varosh Hadadim, and here the tip of the nipple of a woman, Shabiisha. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Shalish, also of a man. We don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda, but like Rabbi Eliezer, who says, Omer Af Hayabolas, even a wart. The dulim were translated loose, are usually seen as loose pieces of skin. We translated as a skin tag. The Rav brings down another nusach which says tiltulim, which be busser shenase kamo tel gavoa, the language of Tel Aviv, the hill of spring. That it's an elevated piece of skin through an abscess or whatever. That skin is a lump there, and so idulim inim etam shumichya, and Allah is neither like Rabbi Yehuda and nor like Rabbi Eliezer. So the 24 that are mentioned again are 20 from the digits, one from the ears, they're considered together, the Rosh Chodem, the nose, the male organ, and so the Oznaim brings us 21, the nose 22, Rosh Gavia, the male organ 23, and the Rosh Dadim and the tips of nipples of a woman 24. Rabbi Yehuda says even the nipples of a man, and because Meforshim say because they're small, it's not like him, they can be seen in one shot. And Eliezer Miraf Ahibolis, even a wart, and the Dulim, we don't paskin like him either. But he says Inimitami Misha Michya. So again, the 24, the digits, that's as 20. The Uznayim, both ears, as 1. The nose, so 21, 22, the nose. The Rosh Hagvia, and the Rosh Hadarim Shalisha is 23 and 24. Mishnah Ches. Elu mekomos ba'adam shinu mitamim bebeheres. These are parts of a person who are not mitamim bebeheres. Toch ayin, the skin on the inside skin of the eye. If you pull down from when a person gets something in their eye and they pull down, and in order to get it out, or they lift up their eyelids, but the skin underneath would be exempt from beheres. Tocha ayin, tocha ozen, the insides of the ear, tocha chotem, the insides of the nostrils, tocha peh, the insides of the mouth. Now the question is over here: where do the lips fit into that? And the Tosfos Yom Tov says that. Brings down Meforish Betosefta, Shehevi Harash, the Meforish the Rash, the Odem Sefasayim, the red part of the lips, Nodon Ketocha Peh, is viewed as the inside of the mouth. Upirish Kesef Mishnah, Perik Vav, Mitumasaras, Beshem the Mari Kurkis, Mishum Dixiv, Zimne Tuva, or Bisoro. Hochinami mematinin or kafaregel. For the same reason, we eliminate the palms of the bottom of a person's feet. Because people very often put their lips together and they're not visible. So the toch hapeg includes the lips, the red part of the lips. Akmotim shibitzavor. Wrinkles shebishura guf, the hakmotim shebitzavor, and the wrinkles in the neck. So tona seifa legluye the kamotim the resha kamotim shelshura guf. The Tana teaches dafka shelzavor after kamotim stam, because you might have thought just the wrinkles of the neck. Lo tema kamotim the tzavor dafka. The log is mischazik yachrini, because they're not visible like other kamotim are. No, the wrinkles all over the body, particularly, or some the Tosfos Yom Tov brings down very very fat person who has the body folds over into wrinkles. You might say that since he's an unusual person, that's not we don't take that into account. Kamash when we do that, kamotim and the rest of the body fall into this area also. That they're not prone to beheres, to tumas tuma caused by beheres. Tachas hadad ubeis hashech. Remember, in Perek Beis, we had how a kohen examines both a man and a woman. So a woman in several positions, in terms of nursing position, to see the areas around the which parts of the breast and nipple are visible, and in a weaving position.
or I'm sorry, a spinning position. I was weaving. It was a weaving position, and the man is as he's plucking olives from a tree.
So Hakamodim Shibetzav, and then Tachas Hadad, the area underneath the, and here the dad might refer to the whole breast, the area under the breast, Ubeis Hashachim, and the armpit area, from where the person's either man is doing picking olives, or a woman is doing her weaving, Kafa Regel, the bottoms of the feet, Vatsiparin, and the nail. So the Rav explains Lo Chashiva or Boser. We're talking now by Heresis Tumas or Boser, the flesh of the skin, that Tziporin are not or Boser. Harosh v'hazokon. So the Rav explains Ein mitamim bebeheres tiksiv nesiku. Remember we said that the face, that the hairy parts of the face and of the head are prone to a different type of tumah called nesek. And if the person is bald, then it's prone to gabachas and karachas. Then hashrin v'hamichva, which is a different type again of tumah. We said shrin are wounds to the skin caused by they resemble the result of a burn, but they're caused by blows, or they're caused by disease, infections, fungi, whatever. And michve is caused by an actual burn, by something hot. V'hakedach, the as the Mishnah mentions shrin v'hamichve, it mentions v'hakedach. Kedach is really a type of michve also. Some say that the kedach is more caused by the toldos eish, the michve by more eish, mamish, hot metal, hot coals and the like, and the kedach by something that was heated up by something, by eish, but not by eish itself. Hamordim, mordim, the Rav says kolzman shel nisrapu shlo helu krum, wounds that are moist, they're pussy or they're moist, they haven't yet these shrin, michvin, and kedach that are moist still, and they haven't don't have a membrane, a healing membrane on top of them. Einu mitami b'negoyim, they're not mitami b'beheres. Einu mitstorfim b'negoyim, nor are they mitstoref to negoyim. Now we've learned that the shrin and michva, even though they're very similar, they're wounds to the skin, nevertheless, or damaged skin, they're not mitstoref with each other either. Bein hanega posel esochan, nor can pisoyon take place in these areas if they're not healed up, if they don't have the membrane. Veinu mitamim mishum michya, nor are they mitame mishum michya. If they're a separate type of tuma, then they're not the mitame mishum michya either. Vein ma'akvin es a hofe kula lovan. Remember we learned that if a person has a beheres and there's pisoyon, he's tame. But if there's so much pisoyon that it covers his body, then he's tahor, he covers the whole body. However, if these things are there, so these are not, in ma'atvin, they would not prevent the pisoyon from being considered tahor, the presence of these other types of tumah. Chozer, or in these places like the head, the face and the head and the scalp. Chozer harosh v'azokan v'nikruchu. If the head and the beard area became bald, naturally became bald, so then especially in the head area, you have a different type of tumah called gabachas and karachas. The front of the head and the back of the karachas, kadachas v'gabachas. You have the front of the head and back of the head. Hashrin v'hamichva v'yakedech v'nasu tzoreves. If you had shchin and michv and kedach, the burns or the wounds to the skin caused by some type of deterioration, nasu tzerevis, if they form a type of scar there, the heel, hari ilu mitami bin the goyim, then baharis will apply to them. Ve'enin mitzdorfim bin the goyim. Now, in other words, if these areas became healed, then they can be metame ben the way, meaning with baharis bedalad maros. Now, the ein mitztorfim ben the goyim, read the Rav, that rosh vizokon ein mitztorfim, the head and the beard area are not mitztorf to a, if there's a chatzigris there next to the neck area. Ein mitztorfim the bo lo chatzigris nesek barosh. The mechatzigris nesek bezokon, mechatzigris nega or boser, any of these combinations are not mitztoref. Ein mitztorfim, v'chein chatzigris shchin, v'chatzigris michve, as we mentioned before, ein mitztorfim l'kagris. All these different types of negoyim are not mitztoref to a gris. V'ein mitztorfim in negoyim. Nor will pisoyon from baharis into the facial area or onto the scalp will be considered into a shrin or a mikveh will not be considered a pisoyon. Ve'ein mitami mishum michya, nor will michya, healthy skin, in the presence of a shrin or a mikveh or on the facial areas, mishum michya. But they will, the tumas michya, the healthy skin, will not, in a form of a square, will not be caused tumah there. Of ma'akvin esohofi kululovan. However, they will stand in the way. These type of tumors will stand in the way of a pisoin over the entire body and prevent it from being tahor. So on this, that the ma'akvin, the pisoin that covers the entire body from mitayir, the Rav explains shimpocha hatsuras bekulo. If his suras, the boheres, spread through his entire body, v'nishu, however, harosh or azokon, the head and the beard, shenikrichu, that lost their hair, became bull, shloporcha atzuras behen, and it didn't spread it didn't spread to that area, o hashchin v'yamichve, or the shchin and the mikve v'hakedek shenasu tzereves, that healed and picked up a scar tissue as a result. They healed, and the pisoyon did not spread into those into the healed mikveh. It's not totally healed because it has scar tissue on it. Shchin and mikveh and kedach tomei at sheyifrak bekulo. The person is tomei until the pisoyon spreads over all these entire areas. Now the Mishnah continues. Harosh v'yazokon, ashlo helu seir. You have a child, and let's say an infant whose rosh, whose head is bald as an infant, or a child who doesn't have a facial hair, doesn't have a beard. Ashlo helu seir, behal yidulim shebarosh, or skin tips, skin tags on the head, ushebezokon, or in the beard area, the donim ka'or habaser. Those areas, again, in an infant where he hasn't yet grown hair on the top of his head, or a child who doesn't have a beard yet, or just skin tags, regular skin that comes out on the rosh or in the zokon, in the would be the hairy areas, but this is just plain skin, doesn't have hair on it. Nidonim k'or habosur. They are viewed as or habosur and are susceptible to baharis, to the tumah of or habosur of baharis.